Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Little nugget coming out right now from Todd Archer. Byron Jones had hip surgery. Had hip surgery on Wednesday. The hope is he'll be ready for the start of training camp. The issue came up late last season, but the hope was that time off would alleviate the issue. As for the contract, he's set to play this year on the fifth-year option worth $6.26 million. The Cowboys have had discussions with Byron's agent about a possible extension, but the focus appears to be on Tank, Amari, and Dak at the moment. So this is Byron Jones. I didn't know that he was scheduled to have surgery or that it was a possibility. He had surgery on Wednesday on his hip. That from Todd Archer. Let's bring in a guy that we've been reading and following for a long time. Miami Herald, Pro Football Hall of Fame voter, Radio.com insider Armando Salguero from Miami, joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline on the home of the Cowboys. Good morning, Armando. How are you?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
A lot, and it has me a little bit curious. We are loving the deal for Robert Quinn, a six-round pick in the 2020 draft. Robert Quinn takes a $4 million pay cut, basically from 11.8 to 8, and we're trying to figure out, what are we missing here? What do you think of the deal for the Cowboys, and why did the Dolphins do it?
So let's go through it, right? Let's see. The Dolphins get a sixth-round pick in 2020. That's like a seventh-round pick in 2019. So check mark for the Cowboys,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Quinn takes a pay cut of $4 million. Check mark for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins are on the hook for having paid $1.12 million of his roster bonus because he was on the roster in Miami on the third day of the league year. And obviously Quinn sees that as an addition to his salary. Check mark for the Cowboys.
Yes. And he's 28.
This is a blowout win for the Cowboys because it gets them a viable pass rusher. Not a great pass rusher. I mean, if it was 2011, that'd be a different story. Mm-hmm. But it's 2019. He's a 6 to 7 sack a year guy, which is pretty good. And pretty good in Miami based on the fact that they didn't really have an elite pass rusher on the other side. So maybe in Dallas, they bring pressure other ways, obviously. And so I like this trade for the Dallas Cowboys.
But Armando, what did he slow down physically? Did you see plenty of explosion and burst? Was the scheme fit wrong? Is he what type of guy is he? Like at 28, you should still be in your prime, not slowing down, correct?
Right. Actually, he sped up. He had 6.5 sacks, 4 of them in December, and so what I would say to you is, talking to some of the people in Miami, he didn't adjust all that well initially to South Florida and Miami early on, and he started very slow. And it took him a while, and I think that training camp down here took something out of him. I really do. It's very hot down here, but it's also very humid. And he comes from, I get it, he was playing in L.A. He played in St. Louis before that. But one of the problems the Dolphins have had is they wear out a lot of people and a lot of veterans, and he didn't get a lot of the so-called veterans days off in training camp.
Yeah.
And so I think that took a toll on him. But like I said, in December, I think he looked around and said, hey, I've only got 2.5 sacks. It's time to get 4 sacks this month.
Were there any other suitors for him? I mean, it just seems that, taking the pay cut and then the 6th-round pick seems very, very low. for a guy who's going to get you, you know, a handful of sacks. Were there anybody else looking at Robert Quinn?
The New Orleans Saints were interested, but they neither have a ton of draft picks, nor do they have, you know, all that much cap space. And so their interest, as it was portrayed to me, was always secondary to the Cowboys. The Cowboys, it was going to be the Cowboys. And I know that the general manager in Miami, Chris Greer, two days ago, said, well, yeah, well, we're getting calls from other teams. And I read that as, yeah, no, you're not. You're just saying this because you need this to get finished up. And you need to get him off the books, and you need maybe a pick next year that you can use to move up. And you guys got to understand, the reason the Dolphins really want to do this, in a normal, typical NFL year, they wouldn't be trading Robert Quinn. But the fact of the matter is, they're rebuilding. Some people would say tanking this year.
Yeah.
And anybody with a $12 million cap hit, which is what he was going to have, was going to be off the roster, and that's what he is. He's off the roster.
Armando Salguero, breaking news through radio.com, and yesterday it was brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class on the home of the Cowboys. What type of guy is Robert Quinn?
He's a very quiet, to himself, sometimes almost sullen guy. It takes a while to get to know him. He is not any sort of problem in the locker room. He's going to fit, but he's going to fit into his own niche of his own making. It's not going to be a boisterous leader, follow me guys kind of guy. In fact, I don't know that he is a leader, but he is definitely never an issue or a problem. And I know that some people brought up the fact that he does the, you know, the clenched fist thing for the anthem. It wasn't a problem for the Dolphins. I don't know how it's going to be addressed with the Cowboys, though.
Oh, did he do that? Okay, so he did do that last year, because Jerry has been completely against anyone protesting like that.
Correct. And he did it every single game last year. And he had done it before with the Rams. So I assume that that is a topic that was discussed, because it's not a secret to anyone. And the Cowboys' policy is not a secret. And his history is not a secret.
Hmm. Armando Salguero right here on the buyersafety.com hotline. Now, you went national with your take on Colin Kaepernick. You guys don't have a quarterback. The story came out about trying to trade for Matt Stafford. Is there any Kaepernick discussion, or could that never happen in Miami after his Castro take?
Well, I wouldn't say never, but it would be a hard sell. And the reason for that is, look, it's going to be a hard sell basically anywhere in the NFL right now, the further out we get from his last game. We're at, 2 years now? And on top of that, he's not the classic pocket passer type guy. You've got to set up your offense around him and for him. And while that's not an issue for a lot of teams, it is for some. Beyond that, how good was he at the end of his time in San Francisco?
Not very good.
Not very good. So you've got multiple things that are working against him. And then, on top of that, as far as South Florida is concerned, look, the dude said some things on a conference call. In fact, he said them to, you know, when I asked him about it, relative to his, you know, affinity for former Cuban dictator Fidel Castro, who's dead now, he was defending the guy. And South Florida happens to have a million-plus Cuban exiles.
Ooh.
You know, that a lot of them are Dolphin fans. And by the way, we know that there's nothing to be happy about relative to a tyrant and a, you know, a guy that killed a lot of people in Cuba. So that would be a tough sell in Miami.
Armando, what happened on your, with your own life when you tweeted, I'd rather have Satan at quarterback? Like, What happened with your phone and people's reaction to that?
Some people didn't like it, and I'm fine with it. Look, my family, I was born in Cuba. My dad's brother was shot in a firing squad. You know why he was shot in a firing squad? Because he believed that people should have a say and speak their mind and be free. But in Cuba, a communist country, that's a no-no, and you get shot for that. And the people that shot him ultimately are led by Fidel Castro. And my story is not unique. And Kaepernick went on and on during that conversation about how great the healthcare system is in Cuba. It's not. How wonderful the education system is in Cuba. It's not. And my answer is, yeah, it's so awesome. It's so great that everybody wants to leave.
Yeah, right.
You know, there are years ago, there were people that would like take rafts and try to get across the 90-mile Florida Strait to get to Florida, many of whom did not make it. You'd see rafts, punctured rafts, on the water, picked up by the Coast Guard and this and that, because there are sharks in those waters. And so people prefer to do that than stay there, the place that Kaepernick has never been, the place that he thinks is so great.
Armando, last question for you. Fill in the blank. Miami Marlins part owner Derek Jeter is?
Forever a New York Yankee.
Why do you say that?
Huh. Well, because he's not getting all that much love with the Miami Marlins. That's why. he has stripped this organization down, and I understand why. And he's not beloved for it down here. But you know what? Yankee fans, they remember him for one thing, and that is that he was amazing.
Armando, fantastic stuff, man. Thank you for joining us on short notice. Have a good weekend.
Anytime, man.
Armando Salguero, Radio.com Sports Insider. Breaking news yesterday with Robert Quinn to the Cowboys, brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.